Show your move. Good news, everyone. Don't you know the day we see onions have grown?
Welcome to 20th Century Boy. My name is Radio Mike, and... Oh, shit, I forgot. What? Yeah, and I do it every week as well. I say it every week. What is it? God, sorry, guys. I've actually forgotten what I was supposed to say. I always say the exact same thing here. I've actually forgotten. Sorry, guys. Hang on. Sorry. Psych! That was all a prank! This is the inside of my mind. Hey, how are you? How you going? I'm going well. As always, I'm going really well. I am back on Breakfast Radio. I did a 2-week stint on Breakfast Radio, then I had 2 weeks off. Now I am back on just for this week, so by the time this goes out on Thursday, it'll actually only be tomorrow. And back on the same show. Great fun, actually. I'm really enjoying it. And I feel like it's crazy because when I did the first week of it, I was so nervous and really anxious every day. And now I'm kind of I'm still learning heaps, but I'm just feeling so much more at ease and like, yeah, I can do this and I'm sort of in control. I can do it. Not, the anxiety is not really, you know, coming up anymore. And I think that's great because, again, I think I've said this before, but I personally think that every time you step outside your comfort zone becomes wider and you can step into more things and you can sort of trust and believe in yourself a bit more. So I'm glad I've gotten to that point. It's been a lot of fun. And again, the brekkie hours are so hard. It's crazy. And once I'm up, I'm up. It's just the show that I work on Triple M at the moment has its own in-studio barista. No joke, there is a person in the studio with a coffee machine who makes us free coffees all morning. And I'm doing like 6 or 7 of these a day. Like within 3 hours today, I reckon I had 6 coffees, just small lattes, but then it just gets to you, but you need it to keep going, to like power through. It's fucking crazy. Great fun though. Really good show and great team to be a part of. I'll cut in something here because something funny happened on Monday of this week. In which, basically, like, there's this promotion being run that's called Tickets or Crickets, and the person can win either tickets or they might hear crickets, like, chirping crickets. Basically, like, in radio, when you're on air, it's called a talk break, so they're, like, 3 to 4 minute talk breaks, and I guess particularly in comedy radio, like, you're always trying to find what we call the out. Hamish and Andy are masters of this, and they were on their radio show, where they find an out, and they get out. And they hit the song or they hit the ad and it's over. Usually on a big laugh, on a big build-up point, right? There's a whole art to finding the out and do you plan an out or whatever. Luke and Lewis, you know, used to always try to like organically find really funny outs. But I guess as the panel op, it's sort of your call at times. Like if you think like that's the funniest moment, you kind of just make the call that, okay, I'm getting out of this break. I'm not really talking specifically about that, but I have to like reference that concept because often when the people on air think, oh, that was really good, they'll point at the panel up and be like, yeah, hit it. You know, they're signaling to you to hit it. You get out of the break. Now, what happened was they were doing this tickets or crickets thing. Well, I'll cut the audio here, but basically they all pointed at me at the same time. All three of the on-air talent pointed at me at the same time. So I hit the song and got out of the break. And, well, this is what happened in full.
Right, it starts at 9 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
We're going to spin a wheel and you get to win tickets, okay? But if the wheel lands on crickets, you win...
Nothing?
We've got some crickets?
I don't have a cricket sound effect on
we
it.
We don't play tickets or crickets. Oh, okay.
Nah.
So
just see if we've got some crickets.
Yeah, crickets.
Oh, there we go.
Nice.
So, Radio Mike.
Well played, Radio Mike. Yeah. Every morning at 7:30.
Dangerous to have that in our studio, yeah. I would have thought.
Let me roll out a couple of my beauties. Tom Jones, he was singing the other night, Daz.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Still unusual.
Oh, no, he's done it. He's done it.
She came all the way from America. She had a blind date with destiny.
Mike. You pushed the wrong button, mate. I did a dad joke. Give me the crickets.
I was supposed to do the crickets.
Yes.
Right.
Go on. There we go.
That's a different one. Sorry.
Right, let me finish off, okay? So every morning, that'll do. Every morning. Enough. Every morning at 7:30, we'll give you the hot breakfast code word.
So today's code word is this: Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Yeah. Is it Hawaii or Hawaii?
Oh, no.
Das, I'm asking you.
I can't do it.
You
mate.
Can't
I
do
refuse
it.
To do
this
it.
Is. Let's oh. change roles. So you
no,
ask
mate.
Me.
No. So let's play a song.
Really?
Seriously?
All right, let's go to crowded now.
Yeah, thanks, Radio Mike.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so they all pointed at me, so I hit the song, the Crowded House song, and then they were like, no, we want you to play the crickets again. And I was like, oh, shit, I've played the wrong thing, and I had to stop the song, which is so weird to do as a panel up. You don't usually stop songs and restart them and then play the crickets. But it ended up being really funny on air, and they were all like, oh, no, that ended up being really funny because of that. And I guess that's a good thing in radio. Like, often when mistakes happen, I think the best, particularly comics in radio, can actually, like, go with the mistakes and turn it into great content or funny content. For example, when I was paneling Hamish and Andy in late 2017, this was in the first episode of my podcast as well, but I made a mistake and Hamish turned it into really, really funny content.
When Maya pressed the buttons on, the other mic went on, so I thought I'd just slink over on, so rather than yell, Mike, what are you doing? You've wrecked it. You'll never work in this industry.
And another thing which happened on Tuesday, which is at 6:30 every morning, there's like a quiz where listeners ring up and they can win prizes and they have to get everything right. And there was a bit of debate between me and Eddie Maguire as to whether Pluto was a planet or not, because Pluto was stripped from planet status and is now considered a dwarf planet. It is not considered a planet of the Milky Way galaxy solar system or whatever. So this happened.
This is the pressure test. I need from you the 8 planets of our solar system. Go.
Earth, Neptune, Jupiter, Venus, Uranus, Saturn, Pluto.
Pluto is not a planet.
Yes,
unfortunately. It's
been demoted, that one, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm pretty sure it got brought back, actually.
Yeah, I thought
they brought it back,
I
did they, Mitch?
It got back as a small planet.
Yeah, really?
It is a dwarf planet.
It's a dwarf planet, I know that.
I reckon he's almost through the lot, wasn't he?
I think
do you
so.
You want to keep him going?
I think he's stood on the mark. I think we're going to give it to him. All right, we'll give it to him, Mitch.
Thank you.
Tell you what, got the fastest trick in the West. Right out, Mike.
You don't muck around, Mike.
Jeez, doesn't go.
He's ruthless. If he hits you out, you're out.
Yeah, there used to be 9 Pluto, but we'll give dwarf Pluto. I mean,
he got them all, I reckon, didn't he? Mercury, well, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus. Did he get Neptune?
Did he get Neptune?
Neptune, yeah, I think, was the first one.
That was the first one.
Yeah, okay.
I think there might have been a work from Uranus there to get all those, but anyway.
Hey, Mitch, all the prizes are yours, mate.
But yeah, I'm feeling really good, like, in that sense at the moment. Like, I'm feeling really experienced as a radio broadcast operator. Like, I feel like I've panelled, you know, I panelled night shows with Luke and Lewis. I've panelled national drive radio shows. Like, I panelled Hamish and Andy live back in 2017, as I said. And now I'm panelling, like, a Melbourne breakfast show, like a capital city metro radio show. I'm paneling that and I feel really cool about that. Like, I reckon it's crazy because, like, if I look back to like 2 years ago, I never would have thought I'd be doing this. Yeah, it's really awesome. So other than that, I've been pretty good, but so at the moment it's radio survey break. And I did a poll, by the way, in the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/20thCenturyBoy, where I asked like what people's favorite stuff in the podcast was, and it was pretty balanced. But one thing that a lot of people voted for, and go and join the group, a lot of people voted for hearing career and personal stuff from me about like radio stuff. So, and that poll wasn't to like dictate the future of the podcast. It was just an interest thing, but I'm happy to talk about that stuff. For the past 2 weeks, it's actually been survey break, radio survey break, which basically the radio industry in Australia works on a school holiday timetable. So when it's school holidays, it's also survey break, which is a non-ratings period. So all the primary shows go off air for 2 weeks and have a break, and then they do fill-in shows. So basically, when it's survey break for me, there tends to be a lot less work. So, and this happens to me every survey break. I don't see it coming, and then I don't organize anything to do, and then I just end up with 2 weeks with way too much time on my hands. And I just I never prepare for it. I should all. I always think, oh, I should have like flown, you know, up to Queensland or something like that and done something with the time. But I never do because I'm an idiot. And then, yeah, I guess this is a pattern that happens every survey break, but I always just get really, really in this weird, sad headspace. And I just feel like I always go like, because I'm not working as much and I'm like, oh, I think I'm not doing enough and I'm not doing enough work and I'm not pushing myself as much as I need to be and I'm being lazy. Like the other day I spent like so much of the day playing Crash Team Racing on Nintendo Switch, doing time trial races where you try to win the race as fast as possible. That's a waste of time, but it's so fun and it's a great game, by the way. But I was just like sitting there, I'm like, I haven't worked much this week and I'm sitting here playing my Nintendo Switch. Should I be doing more with my life? And I just got into this really sad headspace for 2 weeks, just wondering what I'm doing. It's always good to get back into work. And it's weird because I feel like so much of my life is about work in this weird way. And I don't know if other people are like this, but I've noticed like so many people on my Instagram and shit are traveling at the moment. Like they're doing summers in Europe and they're at the beach or they're doing whatever and they're having the time of their lives. And I feel like there's so many people out there who just like, they work their job and they enjoy it, but they don't, you know, it's not necessarily their passion, but they enjoy it, they get paid, and then they travel, and that's where they find their fulfillment in life, by traveling and seeing the world, maybe with a partner or a friend. But I guess I've never really been like that. Like, I love traveling and I want to go overseas and stuff, but I always just want to be here working. Like, and maybe that's a problem with me because I never really get much of a break, but I just love what I do so much, I guess. So when I'm not doing it, I get in this weird headspace. I'm like, oh, should I be overseas? Everyone else is. But yeah, I don't know. It's really weird. So whenever I'm in this weird headspace, I try to like go to the gym or like just go for a long walk. But it's been so cold in Melbourne lately that it's hard to even leave the house at night. But a lot of people write to this podcast and say, oh, what kind of music are you into? And like, it's a massive variety, but one of my recent discoveries that I have like absolutely fallen in love with is this album called Music for Airports by Brian Eno. And Brian Eno is this music producer and he basically produces ambient music. So music with no real words or structure, it's just ambient background music. And I don't usually listen to this, but someone just recommended it to me. And the first track, it is 17 minutes and it's just called 1-1. And it is the most soothing piece of music I've ever heard in my life. Every morning on Brekkie Radio, when I wake up at 3:30 and then I'm in the car by 4 a.m. driving to work in the freezing cold on dark streets, being the only car on the roads, I play this. And it just absolutely soothes me and gets me into this healthy mindset to start the day. And I listen to it before I go to sleep. It is just one of the most fantastic pieces of music in my life. I highly recommend you go listen to Music for Airports. Get into a dark room before you go to sleep. Pop it on and just sit there with your eyes closed. Stay still and listen. It's so soothing. It really lifts my mood up and calms me down. And the thing about it is, the other night, I was in bed and I put it on to help sort of calm me down before going to bed. And I had one of the weirdest experiences of my life listening to this song, the first track, 1-1. And I'll have a bit in the background, obviously, just so you can sort of get a vibe for it. It's incredible. And I was just in bed, eyes closed, as I said, playing this track, listening, and then all of a sudden and I was completely sober, by the way, I don't use drugs, like I was completely in my normal state of consciousness. I just started having these really weird, vivid memories of like good things that had happened in my life or good experiences in my life. Like, I had these really vivid flashbacks to this time in 2017 where me and three of my best mates, including my mate T-Money Tom, who's been on this podcast a few times, we went to Japan and we just spent 3 weeks in Japan and just walked, you know, backpacked, like went to all the sites, went to the Mount Fuji, just walked around, got lost in the snow, shit like that. And I just had these vivid memories of like how important that trip was and how fun it was. And it was like the trip of a lifetime, and just literally like these incredible positive warm feelings in my brain while listening to this song. And it was so cool. And I just was remembering like random things from school that were awesome and just things that had happened that were really good. And I was filled with this overwhelming elation, and it was fucking really weird. So yeah, that happened, and it put me in a better mood. And now that I'm working more, I'm in a much better mood. But yeah, it's weird that survey break and stopping work always brings me down. I feel like I need some more stuff outside of work like this that takes up my time and doesn't leave me sort of idly twiddling my thumbs and playing Crash Team Racing on Nintendo Switch. But anyway, I also try to play a lot of music when I'm in like a mood like that. Like I play guitar and piano, and sometimes I just like turn my phone off and try to disconnect and just sit out in the backyard of my house and play my guitar. I'm not that good, but I don't know, it's just like a therapeutic thing. Playing an instrument is so therapeutic, I reckon. You should go and pick up a guitar, just an acoustic guitar, and learn how to play. It's a good skill to have. But I started mucking around on Audition, which is the software I use to cut this podcast together. I realized, like, I really like music that has rich vocal harmonies. Like, I realized that this is something I really, really enjoy, and it really, like, can calm me down if I'm feeling anxious. The song Hide and Seek by Imogen Heap is a really good example of like this kind of style of music I'm talking about.
Where are we? What the hell is going on?
Really rich, processed, harmonic sounds. If you know any songs that are similar to this, let me know. And then there's also a song called Robot Boy by Linkin Park, which also features that kind of sound.
You say you're not gonna fight, 'cause no one will fight for you.
I just really like harmony. I reckon every song needs 10 more layers of harmony on every line. There's this band called Waves, Californian noise punk kind of surf rock band, really fast-paced music, but they put this song out and it was called Fast Ice, and I love it so much because it has these like really rich barbershop style harmonies on it, and it's so different for them. It's just, harmony's fucking awesome. Like, listen to this.
Tonight if I died, you wouldn't care.
You wouldn't care.
You want me to love you, but why would I care?
Oh, sorry, but that is just beyond pleasing to me. That is just an incredible sound. But I started mucking around in Audition because I was just playing this song called Delete by DMAs on guitar. DMAs are this band from Sydney, and they're fucking awesome. They are probably one of my favorite bands of all time. And some of their big songs are Lay Down.
Lay down, lay down, give you someone new.
Step Up the Morphine.
Step up the morphine, stand by my side. Boy,
but their biggest one is probably Delete.
Don't delete my baby. Don't defeat her still.
Which features some really good lyrics, including this little piece of the song.
Lucid as the air that blows in light that shines, just a way to figure out her when the night is wrong. Take a little wander outside through the rain and snow, just a way to figure out her.
It's an incredibly beautiful song. It's like this power ballad. And fun fact, before I worked in radio and when I was still at uni, I used to write for this like small online music blog, and I actually did an interview with DMAs. That was really cool. That was ages ago now, like 4 years ago I interviewed DMAs. It was cool. So anyway, I was just mucking around with it on guitar, and I decided to do like this little cover of it, just one, a couple lines from it, and then just harmony the shit out of it. This is a really shit mix. Like, it's not mixed at all. It's just literally exported a bunch of harmonies out of Audition. You can still hear a click track in the background because it's a terrible, terrible mix. And I really want to record more songs, just even if it's just for me to do something else creative. Like, I don't know if I'd even release them, but I just want to do more covers like this, really simple covers. I'll cut it in here. Again, I think it's pretty shit, but I don't really mind sharing it because it's cool.
Lucid as the air that blows in light that shines, just a way to figure out her when the night is long. Take a little wander outside through the rain and snow, just a way to figure out her.
And there you have it. Anyway, let's move along. Editor Mike is here. Editor Mike is my editor on the podcast. He's here every week. How are you today, mate?
Yeah, Mike, great to be back. And hey, did I pop up in any of those vivid happy memories?
No, of course not. You're not real.
So what?
You're not real? I made you up. It's just me doing a voice. You're not real.
Of course I'm real. I'm right here.
Psych, gotcha. Of course you're real. Come over here. I'm going to slap you on the face. Ow! No, Editor Mike is real. Intern Mike is here as well. He's the intern on the podcast. How have you been, mate?
Yeah, I've been really good. I'm just finishing this history project that I talked about last week where I have to build a shield. I went to the library and I, like, just did some more research on Viking shields.
That's right, because you're doing a Viking shield from the 1550s,
yeah. So I went to the library and I libraried a book and then I, like, just read it a bit. I don't know why I got Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, so it actually had nothing to do with shields. And then the librarian came up to me and she said, "Oh, excuse me, we're actually closing. Could you please leave?" And I was like, "Oh, all right. Do you have any shield books?" And she said, "I'm sorry, but we're closing. You're gonna have to leave immediately, because you're not allowed to be here after we close." And then I just left and it was raining that day and Mum was at work, so she couldn't pick me up. So I just walked home in the rain and got really wet. Yeah, that's basically what I've been doing this week.
All right. That was a fucked up story and it was really weird. But anyway, I'm just going to completely ignore that you ever said that and just move on. Whatever. So our mate, Siggy Mike, he used to work on the show. Great guy. Always offers everyone Siggies. Bit of questionable behavior, but overall a great guy, a very kind man and a very loyal friend. Well, obviously not a loyal friend to you, Editor Mike, because he had an affair with your wife and ran off to Bali with her for 3 weeks. Certainly not a loyal friend to you, but Intern Mike, I think you'll agree that Siggy Mike has been a really loyal friend to you and I.
I mean, well, yeah, kind of, but, you know, Marianne, Editor Mike's wife, is my grandma, because Editor Mike is my grandfather, which was established in a previous episode of this podcast. So he's not really been a loyal friend to me either, but I appreciate the sentiment that you're trying to get across to the listeners in this situation.
Man, sometimes you just say really, like, intelligent words, and then other times you're just a fucking idiot. So, man, that's just, I don't know. But I think we've got to agree, and, like, we need to find out what's happened to Siggy Mike in Bali, because we have not heard from him in fucking weeks. I reckon it was 8 weeks ago he left for 3 weeks, and now it's, you know, it's been 8 weeks. Where is he? Why haven't we heard from him? Can you punch the number in?
Yeah, look, I even though he hurt me, I do want to find out what's happened to Marianne, so I'll get him on the line now.
Thanks, Editor Mike. You know, he might be okay. No, he's a bit of an idiot. Knowing him, he's probably just gotten lost on the way to the airport or something, or he's just lost his phone and can't contact us or something like that. That's what I reckon's happened, but who knows?
Hello?
Hey, Siggy Mike. It's Radio Mike, Editor Mike, and Intern Mike here from the podcast.
Oh, fuck, Radio Mike. Oh, man, it is so fucking good to hear your voice. How the fuck you been, man? Oh, man. What are you guys up to these days?
We're just doing the podcast, as always, man. We were just wondering. You went to Bali, like, 8 weeks ago, and you never came back. Like, are you okay? What happened? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, fuck. That's a fucking gnarly-ass story. Like, it's a fucking craziest shit happen, right? So, fucking, before I go to Bali, I send a text to intern Mike, and I'm just like, hey man, you got any weed? He fucking hooks me up with a bit of weed, puts it in some aluminium foil, and I put it in my bag. Fucking get to Bali. Turns out that's not a good idea, right? Fucking get to Bali, get through security with the weed, just want a bit of weed, right? Get through security, all good. We're all good, right? Then, fucking, I didn't even touch the weed, right? Because I just wanted I just took as many drugs that were there as possible. You know, cocaine, Sniffy Jiffy, White Lightning, Nose Candy, whatever there fucking was, I was fucking doing it, right?
Right.
Best experience of my life. Me and Marianne had a fucking ball. And Mike, you should have seen her. She's fucking crazy, right?
Right.
And then on the way back to the airport, they're fucking checking my bags. I didn't fucking know you couldn't bring drugs into Bali. I had no idea, right? When I found out, I felt like fucking Rochelle Shorby or something like that.
Who's Rochelle Shorby?
Fucking, you know, Rochelle Shorby, the chick who fucking smuggled drugs into Bali in the surfboard or some shit like that.
Oh, do you mean Chappelle Corby?
Yeah, well, fucking Rochelle, whatever the fuck, I don't care, whatever the fuck her name is. They take out the aluminium foil with all the weed in it, right?
Right.
They go, what's this? I just go, oh, it's just a bit of weed I brought. They look at me, and then I realise, fuck, I've done something fucking wrong, right?
Right.
Then, fucking found out, intern Mike, fucking champion, fucking loyalist friend going out, intern Mike, he's a fucking loyalist friend going out, he's put garden weeds in there, instead of marijuana, like a fucking boss. He's fucking tricked him. He saved my fucking ass from jail, which is the fucking best thing ever. Thank you so much, intern Mike, for doing that. You're the fucking MVP. You should fucking win the Brownlow or some shit, I don't know.
I don't really know what's going on, sorry.
Yeah, fucking play it cool, man. Thanks so much. Fucking saved my ass back there, tell you what.
Hang on a second. But why haven't you contacted us? So you got back to Melbourne in Australia safely, I assume.
Yeah, fuck, got back to Melbourne safely. Didn't contact you, right? Because basically what happened was, me and fucking Marianne, Ed and Mike's ex-wife, right?
Right.
Right.
I get to the airport, we get on the plane, everything's good, we're all loved up. I do the stinkiest fucking fart. The fucking stinkiest fucking fart on the plane, right? And she goes, that's fucking gross. I say, fuck you, right? She says, I'm done with you. That's it. We're over. It's fucked, right?
Right.
Right.
We'd sit on the whole plane ride together, just talking. Just like, hey, how are ya? What's your middle name? Like, shit like that. That's fucking it, you know? Then we went our separate ways.
Ah, so Marianne is back in Melbourne as well?
Fuck, I've got no idea where Marianne is. Fuck.
Fuck.
I've just been so sad because I really liked Marianne. She's a great chick out of the mic, right? And she's fucking left me, and in the middle of a plane, you know, I just felt really bad, and I wasn't sure if I could come back to the fucking podcast or anything like that. But yeah, fuck, I don't know, guys, like, it's just been such a busy time for me. Like, I don't know, I'm just all over the place at the moment.
Well, it's good to know you're okay, I guess, because we were really worried about you, man. But it's just fucked. Like, you fled to Bali with editor Mike's ex-wife after having an affair with her.
Yep.
And then smuggled in what you thought were drugs.
Mm-hmm.
What you thought was marijuana.
Yeah, marijuana.
Yeah, that's what I said, marijuana. And ended up getting saved by the fact that intern Mike's a fucking idiot and doesn't know what marijuana is.
Yeah, that's correct. Jesus Christ, I'm fucking lucky.
All right, well, you're welcome back to the show anytime you like, Siggy Mike.
Just give me a few weeks to, like, rest my head and fucking get back into the right headspace, and I'll be there, and I will be the hardest working guy you've ever met in your life.
Ha, I sincerely doubt that, but it's great to hear your voice again, Siggy Mike.
Yeah, fuck, thanks for having me back, guys.
Well, there you have it, a bloody adventure for Siggy Mike, and Marianne's whereabouts are still up in the air. Do you reckon you're going to try and track her down, Ed of the Mike?
Yeah, look, I reckon I might have to chat to her just to make sure she's okay. I've obviously moved on and have no feelings for her at all anymore, but I would like to make sure she's okay because I love her.
Right. Guys, 6 weeks ago, after a long, long saga on the show, Disappointment Judman was banned from the show after a series of fuck-ups.
Disappointment Judman.
Today, his ban is lifted. So, I think we need to make another phone call out of the mic. Sorry, giving your bloody dialing fingers a workout.
It's been a while since my fingers had a workout, Mike.
That's fucked out of the mic. could you give Disappointment Judman a call? Because I want to break the news on air
that he's unbanned from the podcast. Mike, you better bloody believe I'd love to do that. Great, just fucking do it. All right, dialing now. Okay, whatever.
Hey, 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 it's Disappointment Judd Man reporting for duty.
Hey, Disappointment Judd Man, how
That's
are
me.
You?
I've been good, thank you. I've been counting down the days for this day and it's finally here.
You're unbanned from the podcast, which is great.
Amazing.
And I wanted, can you just explain to everyone what you did? Like, why did you get banned? How long was your ban?
Well, I was originally the third person up for the running to be a radio superstar. And when I got the call, I was away interstate. And you called me like 10 times and I didn't answer a single time, but you were generous enough to give me a second chance. And then I screwed it up again.
And you got banned for 6 weeks. Originally a lifetime ban, but it was reduced to a 6-week ban.
Thank God.
This is now the 6 week. So this is you are now unbanned from the show. Congratulations and welcome back to the radio family.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
How did you feel? Like, what, like, because I assume outside of this podcast you don't really do anything. So what, like, it must have been like being excommunicated from a church.
Well, I have to be honest. I'm going to keep this person's identity classified, but someone from the radio family sent me through episodes of the podcast every week, so I was still able to listen.
I'm sorry. What?
That's something I'll never give away who did it.
Oh, you got to be shitting me.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it?
I'm not saying. I'm not doing it.
So there's a mole in the radio family.
Yep, there is. But I will never say who because I respect what they did for me.
Well, this is news to my ears. Now I'm...
Mm-hmm.
Well, now this is going to go in a completely different direction. So there was a mole feeding you episodes while you were banned.
Yep.
So you didn't even do the ban.
Well, I didn't listen to them because I honoured it, but...
You obviously did listen to them because you sent me, like, 5 Instagram DMs during the week.
There was, like, one.
Disappointment, Judd, man. Can I just say...
You're not going to do what I think you're going to do, are you?
Can I just say one thing, Disappointment, Judd, man? I'm not surprised, but I'm very disappointed in how this has turned out. Okay. Well, I was going to unban you from the show.
No, you're not going to do this, are you?
But unfortunately, because of this revelation...
No!
I am going to... How many of the episodes did you listen to on the ban?
2.
Well, that's a 2-week ban. Unless you want to name the person who sent the episodes and was the mole.
No, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
So you're not going to snitch?
No, I would never. Not in a million years.
Hey, Disappointment Judd Man, guess what?
What?
This was all just a test.
What?
To see if you'd rat out the mole. You didn't. Which means you're loyal. And you're back in the radio family! Congratulations!
Yes! Oh, this is amazing.
You're unbanned from the podcast?
Amazing.
I hereby dub thee Radio Judman. Wait, or do you want to be Radio Disappointment Judman?
I would like that. I think it's unique. There is no one else at the moment in the radio family that goes by that title, so I would be honoured to have a unique rank among the radio family.
And I think you should still have the legacy of being a disappointment, even though you're in the family. It's like a message to other people not to do what you did.
If you... fail the challenge, you get like a 6-week story arc and like the most features on the podcast. How horrible is
that's terrible. I'd hate that. I actually would hate that.
Well, Radio Pete Judd, aka Radio Disappointment Judd Man.
Radio Disappointment Judd Man, it's a bit of a tongue twister.
Welcome back to the radio family.
Oh, thank you so much.
Guys, there you have it. Disappointment Judd Man is unbanned from the show. He is officially welcomed back into the radio family, and he is able to run again for radio superstardom if he accumulates enough mic points. But now, to finish up the show for today, I think it's probably right about time we do something like this.
Harry Potter and the Boys. a live reading by Radio Mike.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
Yeah, it's Harry Potter and the Boys, my Year 7 Harry Potter fan fiction that I wrote in Year 7, as the title suggests. And this book is getting good. It's a great book in which the narrator narrates the book and is also a character in the book, and the characters in the book are always questioning why there is a narrator narrating their lives, and they're starting to have weird existential crises. We're currently on, I think, chapter 14, which is a sequence of ill-fated measures. And last we left off was exactly that. One of the characters was questioning whether their lives were really just a book. And then Simba from The Lion King appeared to tell him to be quiet, which answered his question pretty much. And so basically there's 7 boys, maybe 8. There's a bunch of boys. They go to Hogwarts and they have general shenanigans. Harry Potter's the headmaster. Ron is a teacher. All kinds of stuff like that. Let's continue chapter 13. Chapter 14, a sequence of ill-fated measures. The boys walked... Oh, so they're going to serve a detention, by the way, that they haven't yet served. So they're going towards the dungeons. Here we go. The boys walked down to the dungeon with Derek. "We're going on an adventure," said Derek. "Yes, Derek, a magical and wonderful adventure," said Tom. "Yay," said Derek. "Action man, action man, does whatever an action can..." He sung to the tune of the Spider-Man theme song. Action Man was like this shit. I think it was G.I. Joe. I think Action Man was that G.I. Joe doll that they brought in when Barbie was really popular when I was a kid. And I think they were like, how do we get guys into stuff like Barbie, because Ken obviously wasn't working, so they started doing G.I. Joe, and I think in Australia it was called Action Man. I could be completely wrong about that, but Action Man was just I completely forgot about Action Man. That's so funny. Did anyone play Action Man back at school? Did anyone have an... I never had an Action Man. I have no idea how that obscure reference to pop culture got into this book. Anyway, back to the book. Action Man does whatever an action can. They arrived at the dungeons to find Mr. Charger there. And Mr. Charger is like the Snape-like teacher, but he's a bit of an idiot. "Hello, stupid boys," Mr. Charger said idiotly. Idiotly is certainly not a word. It'd have to be idiotically. But that's the kind of writing you can expect from a Year 7 student. "You can start your detention by cleaning all my windows." The boys looked around. There were no windows. Derek started to sing the Action Man song that was briefly mentioned before. Action Man. "Oh, you like singing, hey?" Mr. Charger shouted as he took 5 steps in a northwesterly direction. "Why don't you join the school choir then, you idiot?" he said. Derek started to cry until Mr. Charger said, "No, seriously, you could join the Jim Willow Choir. Harold, the 7th-year kid in this book who is in the back room of the class now, is in it. I'm good friends with their leader, Jim Willow." "I love singing. Come with me to the back of the class. I have pamphlets," he said as he walked Derek to the back of the class. He was smiling fuckheadedly. How does one smile fuckheadedly? "Oh, and you boys, get to work on those windows," Mr. Charger said. "But sir, there are no windows," Lockie said. Hang on, I just want to step back for a sec. So he's told Derek to join the choir, and the choir is called the Jim Willow Choir. And it's like Jim, like the name J-I-M, Willow Choir. So Jim Willow must be some person at Hogwarts. "Join the Jim Willow Choir. Harold, who is a 7th year in this book, as Mr. Charger..." So this book's so fucking weird. So Mr. Charger says... I just want to read it again. "No, seriously." So he's like, "Why don't you join a choir then, you idiot?" And then Derek starts crying and Mr. Charger says, "No, seriously, you could join the Jim Willow Choir. Harold, the 7th-year kid in this book who is in the back room of the class now is in it. I'm good friends with their leader, Jim Willow. I love singing. I have some pamphlets." So in this chapter, a bunch of like So far, two notes have fallen from the sky, and they are the ill-fated measures, and they've always appeared when Harold is around, so I think another one's about to appear. Anyway, but sir, there are no windows, Lockie said. Excuse me? Sorry? What was that? Pardon? Said Mr. Charger. I said there are no windows, said Lockie. Oh, right, I seriously didn't hear you, said Mr. Charger. He took out a wand and waved it, saying, Windowus Schmindowus. And then it says... So, it said in, like, one of the early chapters that Mr. Charger's a squib and can't use magic, but apparently he can. Anyway, whatever. Suddenly, 999,086,021,866,421 windows appeared on the wall. Another note fell from the sky. N, the letter N, the third ill-fated measure. You have to clean windows. And that's interesting because the last two ill-fated measures started with the letter R and the letter O. So we've now spelt R-O-N, Ron. Let's leave it there as a little bit of a mystery this week and find out what happens next week on Harry Potter and the Boys. That is about all we've got time for. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. It was an absolute pleasure having you here. It was great to hear from Siggy Mike again. It was great to hear from Disappointment Jodman, Radio Disappointment Jodman, sorry. And we'll be back same time next week. Well, depends when you listen, because I'll put it out at the same time, but you could listen at a different time. Really, it's up to you. Ed of the Mike, thank you very much for being here.
Mike, thank you very much for having me. I had a blast on the show today.
No worries. Intern Mike, again, good luck with the Shield project and thanks for being here today.
No worries. Thanks for having me in. I think I'm going to go to the library again.
I wouldn't go back there if I were you. I think they've had enough of you.
Oh.
Guys, follow me on Instagram, radio.mike. Twitter, it's Radio Mike. Email for the podcast, email anything, anytime. I'd love to hear anything you have to say, or just DM me, radiomikepod@gmail.com. Also, there is a YouTube channel for this podcast. Well, there's a Radio Mike YouTube channel. I think it's just Radio Mike. Go and subscribe to it. I want to basically, in a few weeks' time, I'm going to start chatting about what's next for my content, because I want to make more. That doesn't mean the podcast is ending. It's certainly not ending. The podcast is going to be one of the main things I'm doing. I just want to do a little bit more stuff, and I hope you'll be along for the ride. So yeah, it's Radio Mike on YouTube. Go subscribe to that. I'd love to... You can watch all the podcasts there. I'd love to have you there. But for now, my name is Radio Mike, and... Fuck, I forgot again. Can you believe I forgot again, Intern Mike?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's the end of the podcast then. Do you want to end it, Intern Mike?
His name's Radio Mike, and this has been like the inside of his mind, I think.
Thanks, Intern Mike. Catch you later, man.
All right, bye.
See you guys. Bye.